our main centre at the moment is in Millbank in Ashford, where we have over 100 young people. We're opening a second assessment centre in Cranbrook at our Swottingdon facility, where we've taken one of the buildings which will cater for up to 40 young asylum seekers during this period.
It doesn't look like there's going to be any end soon to the current crisis. Are you considering other centres that you might have to bring into use for this purpose?
Absolutely. We're opening in a couple of weeks a third centre in Whitstable, in Laysfield in Whitstable, which again will be for 40 young people. But the problem goes beyond that. We are talking very closely to central government about a national dispersal system. And the only way that the pressure is going to be relieved is if we work with government and we have a national dispersal system, which will then start to move these young people all around the United Kingdom. As it is at this moment in time, we don't have any placements left within Kent, and so we're having to place young people outside of Kent. So although they're placed outside of our borders, we still remain accountable for them. So their financial cost is met by Kent County Council, as indeed is their supervision. So we have to have social workers and the various groups that are working with these young people then travel to wherever they are, which obviously adds to the cost and adds to the time pressures.
You mentioned the cost. Obviously, this must be putting huge pressure on your budgets at the moment.
It puts an enormous pressure on the budgets, but budgets are secondary to the care of these young people. We are talking to government, and we do have an undertaking from government that they are going to help. Government do give us an allowance towards every young person that we have to care for, but we're speaking to them now about further allowances to cover the incremental costs that we have through the unprecedented number of young people that are now arriving in Kent.
Are you able to put figures on it at all? I mean, how much are we talking per child, roughly?
Per child, it's difficult, but at this moment in time, our predicted budget overspend this year is getting very close to £6 million. This is purely with the increase in young unaccompanied asylum-seeking children.